Hi, California Ag Industry. This is Sean Haynes here with the Ag Center. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays on KMJ's Ag Hour at 5 a.m. for California's weekly commodity and market price updates. You can also visit theagcenter.com for more information and detail on these reports. Thanks.
Prices continue to inch downward on milk prices with these strong production reports in September, October, 3%, 4% respectively, with high component volumes. That's been pushing a lot of cream into the market, which is getting turned into butter. And everybody worried about that churn turning into excess product. Despite the fact that year-over-year export volumes on butter side are about 190%, I think once we kind of get through this holiday season, see where seasonal buying's done, and also kind of hit a little bit more of a slump as far as production goes, the big unknown really is how much of an effect bird flu had last year versus this year, and whether or not that production gains just getting it back to more of a normal point, or it's going to be overloading the market channel for butter and also for cheese. Cheese has also been hurting a little bit, given the fact that we have to state a discount to the EU to keep cheese volumes moving on the export side, which we really depend on. And cheese markets in Europe have just continued to be falling as well, because they have this huge gain in productivity as well from prior years. And all those factors are just leading into this bad milk price point. Throw on top of that the fact that most of the co-ops in the area, DFA, CDI, what have you, are throwing on either existing caps on production for producers, or coming up with new caps of production, i.e. CDI, that should tamp down at least increases going forward from the California side. We're hearing more from back east as well. But that's going to put additional pressure on folks, given the fact that we've got a lot of guys living off of these cull cow prices and also beef calf prices. Beef calf prices seem to stay about consistent, about $1,200 for crosses, $600 for Holstein bull calves, $650 for Jersey crosses. Beef market not a lot of sales last week because of the holiday season, still staying consistent. A little bit of pressure upward. A lot of the sentiment that's been pushing things down has really been things that haven't kind of happened yet, i.e. imports from Argentina, the opening of the border in Mexico. There was the plant closure at Tyson. That's going to throw some more cattle back into the market, but I think that'll get absorbed given the fact that most of these processing facilities have been running under capacity anyways. It's kind of a short-lived blip. We'll have more on that as we come out. Other than that, not much to go on as far as nut prices go. Forage prices here in the valley staying pretty consistent. Alfalfa premium size about $255, $280 per ton delivered. We saw some haylage go for sale down south at $60 per ton in the field. No real calls yet on what's going to happen for winter silage. Once I find out, I'll let you guys know. Almonds staying fairly consistent to prior week. Everybody again waiting for this crop size to come in to really make a final determination of where they're going to set the price between the negotiation between sellers and buyers. Other news coming in with this whole thing with immigration and ICE going on and CDL licenses for trucking. A lot of pressure coming from the federal government to California to get on board. California went ahead and did that just recently. Cut 17,000 licenses. I think you're going to see a lot of trucks come on the market for sale because of this. And what we're kind of wondering going forward is, what's the cost of shipping going to do with that many fewer truck drivers in California and trucks available, and also what that's going to do during harvest time when these crops come off. So we're watching that very closely. Second thing, interest rates. Expecting another cut come December 10th at the FOMC meeting. There were only a 37% chance of getting a cut, but these inflation numbers came in showing fairly consistent inflation and declining job numbers again. Between those two things, a lot of the folks at the Fed have been saying that, hey, they're looking to a cut, and that's moved from 37% chance to an 87% chance, probably 90% chance by next week. So I'm expecting a quarter point to half a point again before the end of the year, and they're going to have to get some room down, so if this market heats back up again, they can move rates back up again. Right now, if we leave them too high for too long, you won't have the opportunity to move rates up again to offset any inflation or any price jumps that come from an improving economy. So I think there's also some strategic play there as well. It's going to move rates down. And that's what I got this week. Thanks.
Want to get your brand in front of California's agricultural community? Sponsor a segment like this on the Ag Center News. Reach growers and industry leaders with your message. Contact us today to secure your spot.